NASA News. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. President Trump says the U.S. has put a big dent in Iran's ability to lay mines in the Strait of Hormuz.
That's a big negative for them if they do it. It's a form of suicide. But we don't know that they have dropped any in, but we've hit all 30 of their ships and destroyed them. They're all at the bottom of the sea.
Flights to the airport in Dubai have been interrupted several times because of those ongoing Iranian drone strikes.
Dubai International Airport is a major transport hub, the busiest in the world for international passengers. It handled about nearly 90 million passengers in 2025 last year. And it's the third time the airport has been affected by an incident like this since the war began. And so it's another hit to this image of safety and stability that the UAE has worked so hard to build amidst this volatile region.
That report from the BBC. Oil prices are down, stocks are up, though such moves are very vulnerable during the ongoing war in Iran. The S&P 500 early today rose 1% of its value. That puts it on track for what could be its best day in weeks. White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles has been diagnosed with early-stage breast cancer. We get more details from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Announcing the news in a social media post, the president described Wiles as one of the strongest people he knows and one of his closest and most important advisors. He said that she will take on this challenge immediately. The president said her prognosis is excellent and that Wiles will be remaining virtually full-time at the White House during her treatment.
That is Greg Cluxton reporting. Extreme weather conditions in parts of the east.
There will be a shot of cold air across much of the eastern half of the country for the next few days.
That's Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service. Storms across the region canceled 3,000 flights today. This is SRN News. The NBA has called off a promotion with an adult entertainment venue.
The league had been advertising an event at Magic City in Atlanta where so-called adult dancing takes place. But Luke Kornet, who plays for the San Antonio Spurs, took to social media to criticize the plan, arguing that the NBA should not be teaming up with that kind of a venue. Writing on Medium, Kornet said, quote, "The league should promote an atmosphere that is protective and respectful of the daughters, wives, sisters, and mothers we know and love." Michael Harrington reporting.
Muslim parents and several Islamic private schools are suing Texas leaders over a private school voucher program they say blocks them because of religion. The state says schools associated with the accreditation company Cognia had hosted events organized by the Council on American Islamic Relations. That Muslim civil rights group was recently designated a terrorist organization by the Texas state government. This is SRN News. Karen Chamis reports on the vernal equinox coming soon.
On Friday, it will officially be spring in the Northern Hemisphere with the arrival of what is called the vernal equinox. But what does that mean? The Earth's axis is tilted at an angle as it travels around the Sun. When the time of the equinox arrives, the Earth's tilt is neither toward nor away from the Sun, so both hemispheres get the same amount of sunlight. This means day and night last about the same amount of time around the world. It also marks the start of a new season. Days will get a little longer every day in the Northern Hemisphere until the solstice in June. I'm Karen Chamas.
Equinoxes have been marked and celebrated around the world for centuries. In Japan, for example, Vernal Equinox Day is a public holiday. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.